And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa and Corey Sandin here, and we have a great show for you today. It's our Christmas spectacular. It's going to be a great show. We have a lot of great prizes to give away, and it's going to be fun and exciting. So you stay tuned. This is Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California sport fishing voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network and the Mightier 1090. Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The LET covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure-ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem! Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third-row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin-panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Don't give up on finicky fish and light bites. The secret to getting more bites is thinner leader for more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet, 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material has been proven all season long on finicky tuna as big as 100 pounds on 40-pound tests. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Hey, it's Arash Markazi
and G. Hey Wiley
from the Arash Markazi Show, and we want to wish everyone a very happy holidays, a Merry Christmas. We know this is a very big show for our good friends at Let's Talk Hookup, your Christmas spectacular show. And G. Hey and I wanted to wish everyone a very happy holidays.
Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, whatever you celebrate. It's great to have you guys back on the Mightier 1090.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. That was fun. How
cool
is that?
That's cool, yeah.
Today's the day.
Yeah, today is the Christmas Spectacular. And, yeah, thanks to Arash and his co-host there for nice words there. Appreciate that. Always great to be part of the Mightier 1090 team. We're so thrilled to be back. And I know a lot of our listeners are, too. So
totally.
Right here. And thanks for all that support from everybody out there, for sure. Hey, it's our Christmas Spectacular. And we must say that it's great to have our co-host and buddy, Corey Sandin along with us today. Good morning,
so
Corey.
Cool. Right. So
yeah.
I love when all three of us are together. Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
For sure. It's really fun. And we must say a word about Mark Wish. Normally, for the last 25 years, Mark Wish has been part of our Christmas spectacular. And Mark has just had some issues that he couldn't make it today.
Yeah,
so what a great to have the whole team here putting it together. And thank you, Corey, for taking the time to come. And
appreciate you letting me here.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, we have 7 different prizes to give away.
How cool is that?
And basically, the way our Christmas spectacular works is it's for we have a whole team of judges, both virtual as well as just outside the glass here at the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, and. We have a bunch of judges that are taking notes on everybody's take. And so what's a take? I mean, in the past, they've been songs, poems, fishing tips. What else, Ricky?
They've been just good questions. It sparked good, you know. I mean, we've had winners that just wanted to know a really good technical question that sparked some good comment, you know. It's been all kinds of things, and it's not a thing. It's just it's the best contribution to the show.
Yeah,
you know? and that meaning it could be any of those things. It could be a good message. We've had, you know, stories of fathers and sons fishing together. We've had great fishing info. Guys have given us tips on how they do fishing stuff better, techniques. It's been all kinds of different things, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and Corey, what's your thought? I mean, if you were one of the guys, what kind of take would you have?
Well, it always seems like the jingles or the poems are good, but like Rick said, the feel-good stories from this previous
great
year.
Great stories.
Yeah, usually bring the...
I'm sure there's a lot of good feel-good stories in 2020, right?
Right? Yeah, it's almost over.
Yeah. Thank goodness, right? Indeed. Although, you know, reflecting on 2020, I mean, so many heartbreaks and sad things that happened, but as far as fishing industry goes, it was one heck of a year, right?
It's crazy to see. I mean, you know, Doug and I were talking about that. We just finished inventory, kind of like our classic year-end stuff. And a few months ago, we were both like, what are we going to do? You know, we lost Fred Hall Del Mar. We lost Day at the Docks, two of the, you know, biggest days of the year. The store was completely shut down. And I was like, man, how are we going to get through this year? We've got a team of guys that we work with, and everybody, you know, we all put our food on the table based on selling fish and tackle, and how are we going to do it? And then the fishing season just gave us what it did, and it was as good as it possibly could have been tuna fishing this year. And
for every entity,
everything.
From West Coast Marine Parker boats to everything, every piece of tackle. Corey, you were busy pouring MC swim baits like crazy, right?
I can't imagine how many people called Corey, because I know how many times.
Yeah, Corey's like, whoa.
Because I know how many times we did, and we're just one of many dealers that have MC swim baits.
People
and
wanted to recreate.
You
that's
couldn't
a good thing.
Possibly keep a 5-inch swim bait in stock. I mean, everything, don't get me wrong, but like, you couldn't do it. You could not keep stock on them. Corey could have poured as fast as he could just for our store, and it wouldn't have kept up. I don't know how you did it with everybody else. It was awesome.
Well, nothing but good times.
Yeah. Well, one thing, we know we have, like I said, we have 7 prizes, and one of the prizes, number 5, Corey, I'm going to let you read what that is, because you took some of your precious stock and brought it to us here. So why don't you tell us what number 5 is there?
Well, first and foremost, a Shimano Tranx 400.
Whoa,
I mean, like,
wow.
The perfect calico bass setup, right?
Yeah.
Whether you're going to Cedros, whether you're fishing local, just like the perfect calico bass setup. So what better than for me to throw in $100 worth of calico bass
$100 worth.
Yeah.
Yeah,
cool,
okay.
Right?
$100 worth of MC. There are all the wheelless?
They're all wheelless. There's some 5-inch, and most of it's 7-inch wheelless calicos. With a few of the hot cotch in there, too.
Really? Oh, man. That, you're going to get a whole box full and a Shimano Tranx 400 reel. That's just one prize.
That's one.
One prize. Now, also, we have a special prize. We've never given a prize for Text the Show.
Right.
But we're going to, because it's a Christmas spectacular, it's a unique deal, we're going to give a prize for Text the Show. And Ricky?
Yeah, so everybody's familiar with the Text the Show option. It's been really fun. We've had a lot of great times with it. It's very easy to do. Just go on the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download, whether you have an Android device or an iPhone. Free, very easy. As soon as you fire up the app, one of the first buttons you'll see is the Text the Show option. And it's always a really good way to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup. If you don't don't want to hang on, maybe you don't want to hear yourself on the radio, but you want to be a part of the show, text the show. Has been a lot of fun. But it's the prizes have always been for the callers. You know, that's the participation on the air. But today, because of Christmas Spectacular, one of our texters is going to win a prize. And what a prize this is. Somebody who texts the show today is going to win a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, which, obviously, best glasses around. What more do you need to say about that?
You're going to get the gift card.
Well, you're right.
Yeah.
So before I got to that, you don't, you know, often we give away what are our favorite pairs, you know, kind of fishing styles, things like that. Today's prize is not that. You get a card that's good for absolutely any pair of Maui Jims they make. So any style, doesn't matter
any
what
non-prescription.
Yeah, exactly. Doesn't matter what color frame, lens, and combination
and
you want.
And the other cool thing about the gift card is if you want to customize those with My Maui, it's included
exactly,
in that.
Exactly, yeah.
So, like, for example, I just got one of those new Hawaii Lava. Love that color, the red color.
Yeah.
And I customized it with my favorite frame, which is Kanoa Coast, and also put a 150 reader in it.
There you go.
This card allow you to do that.
All of those things you can get done. Yeah, so a really cool prize. In addition to that, you're also going to get a $50 gift card to Dana Landing in Mission Bay and a $50 gift card to East County Bait and Tackle. Not one or the other, but both. So $50 to Dana, $50 to ECBT, and a gift certificate good for any pair of Maui Jims they make. That's for the text the show option.
It's like
now,
a $400 prize.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, it could be a lot more. I mean, there's Maui Jims that are more than that if you wanted some of those designer frames. So with that, make sure in your text you include your full name and your phone number. So if you happen to be the lucky winner, you can contact you back. Because one of the issues with the text the show option is we don't have the ability to text back. It's like a one-way system. So make sure in that text that you include your phone number so that we can reach back out to you and get your address.
Well, if you want to win, your name
exactly.
And your phone number. Yeah.
How cool is that?
Yeah, the take on a text could be the same kind of thing.
Sure.
But make it short. Because we only have a short time to read all these.
Yeah.
So make it just very abbreviated. Don't make a long dissertation because we're not going to read those and you're not going to win.
That's a good call, dude.
So what about the other prizes,
Rick?
Oh,
man. So check this out. As we said, it all goes down to the best contribution. So the prizes include the two we've talked about, which is that awesome $100 swim bait pack and the Tranks reel, the Maui Jim sunglasses with Dana and East County Bait and Tackle gift certificates. The next prize, five spools of Seaguar Gold fluorocarbon.
Man, love that Seaguar Gold.
Huge prize on its own, but it wouldn't be the Christmas Spectacular if it wasn't mega. So you're going to get five spools of gold Seaguar fluorocarbon and a brand new Anza fillet knife.
Wow.
How cool
that,
is that?
Huh?
Yeah, huge.
That's a few hundred bucks.
Next up, a $400 AFTCO shopping spree. Same kind of deal. You're going to get a gift card that basically gives you access to everything that AFTCO makes on the AFTCO website, a $400 shopping spree going to AFTCO for the next prize winner. Next up to that, a brand new Shimano Torium reel. That was from Fisherman's Lining Tackle Shop. Donated that to the Christmas Spectacular.
Thanks to Doug and Rick for that.
Yep, new brand new Torium for somebody. Next after that, we're giving away another Shimano reel. Prize number six is a Speedmaster 16 2-speed reel by Shimano.
How about that?
Somebody's getting a brand new 2-speed. Next up to that is a 1-year fully loaded subscription to Your Saltwater Guide. A very cool prize. You're also going to get a Saltwater Guide t-shirt. You're going to get a box of Baja Jerky and a $100 Promar Ahi gift bag. And that's all in the same...
And then one more, too.
And a 1-year membership to fishdope.com.
Yeah.
How cool is that, dude?
That's about, I mean, I'm calculating like a $400 or $500 prize, something like that.
I think you're short on that.
You think you're a little short on that?
I think it's probably closer to $500.
Yeah,
bucks.
All right.
172. Yeah. I
mean, sounds like a little
but
cheap.
But it's a huge prize. So, again, it's a 1-year fully loaded subscription to Your Saltwater Guide. It's a Your Saltwater Guide t-shirt. It's a box of Baja Jerky. It's a $100 Promar and Ahi gift bag and a 1-year membership to fishdope.com.
So
what
cool.
a prize that is.
So those are seven prizes, one for text, six for the call-ins. And before we get started, let's say a real sad news. Our good friend Ralph the Long Ranger Mickelson passed away this past
week. The man.
Yeah, the,
the man.
Yeah, the OG.
I mean, that guy, the ultimate handlebar mustache.
The and, ultimate handshake, too.
And,
like,
yes.
That's the thing I remember the most about Ralph is even in his 80s, if you weren't ready for it, he was going to catch you with that handshake.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. As an 80-year-old dude, he had the grip. That guy was so cool.
I really
liked him.
Yeah, for sure. And what a great guy. And the numerous big fish and trips that he went on, he was like a fixture in the San Diego long-range fishing fleet.
I don't know the exact amount, but I think Ralph had 5 or 6 over 300,
yeah,
you know, in his long-range career, and he was just he was the man, no
amazing
doubt.
Amazing guy.
A lot of fun.
Going to be missed.
Yep.
Ralph, long-ranger Mickelson.
Yeah.
Is it Mickelson, right?
I don't know.
Mickelson or Michelson?
I always said Michelson, but I never knew for sure. He was just Ralph, you know. He was the long-ranger.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah,
for sure.
Big personality, lots of fun, you know, had trips, you know, on every long-range boat, and he was just a great dude and always had the best attitude.
Will be missed.
Always a crowd gathered around him outside the dock when the boats were loading up, everybody wanting to talk shop and story. Yeah, good man, for sure.
For sure. All right, well, let's get started here with the Christmas Spectacular on Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090.
You got it, buddy. Why don't we start things off this morning with Arnie, who's calling us from Vista. What's up, Arnie? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Pete, Ricky, and Corey. How are you guys doing today?
What's up, Arnie?
Great, Arnie.
Great. Okay, let me just go ahead and get started with this, guys. 2020 is almost over. This year has given us some good times, and it's presented us with some huge challenges. Looking back, these are some things we should take from 2020 and apply to 2021 and beyond. To fish or not to fish? This is a question many anglers have asked themselves this year. It has to do with each individual's comfort level. Some have chosen to stay on the dock. Others have decided to fish. The sport fishing industry has taken exceptional measures to ensure safety. Whichever decision you make, support your fellow angler without judgment. Help your fellow angler. If you see somebody struggling, offer some assistance, or at least let a deck hand or captain know. We want everyone to have great experiences on the water. Get involved
in
causes that are important to you.
Very good, Arnie.
Yeah, nice job, Arnie.
Nice job. Appreciate that.
Okay.
Good job. All right, so it's basic message is get out there and take care of your fellow fishermen, right?
Yeah.
Very good message.
Arnie,
appreciate that. Oh, you know what we forgot? Is appreciate that very much. Is
the esteemed panel.
The esteemed panel,
yeah.
the buzzer.
I didn't forget about it.
You didn't forget? All right, so we're going to have to figure out some kind of buzzer here.
Okay.
But again, no offense to Arnie, his take was great.
Sure.
But sometimes people go a little long, and we only have a couple hours to do this. And if it's not tasteful or whatever, you get the buzzer. And we'll figure out some kind of a buzzer here.
I can make a buzzer, no problem.
We'll make it. So Andrew, if you hear the buzzer, we're done with that call. So. All right, very good.
Good call,
Arnie. All right, thanks, Arnie. Appreciate that. Let's go ahead and get started and right back into it.
You got it, man. How about we talk to Bob? Bob's calling us from Lakeside this morning. What's up, Bob? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Normally, I would do a jingle or a song or whatever, but this has been a rough year. So I wanted to say Merry Christmas to all my Talk Hookup family. You know, I don't get to go fishing as much as I'd like to, but I know I'm prepared with all the stuff that I've learned on this show. It's been the most trying time in my memory, so I want to encourage all of my friends and family to be a organ donor, a blood donor, and even a bone marrow donor, which I became in 2003 when Marty Melner's daughter, Amy, was diagnosed with myeloid leukemia. And unfortunately, she passed away from it. So I would just like to encourage everyone, if you are able, become a donor. It might be you that helps save a life. Merry Christmas to all my Let's Talk Hookup friends.
Yeah. And
have a Merry Christmas, everybody. And a safe and healthy Merry Christmas.
A very good
job,
message,
Bob.
Arnie. Thank you,
Bob,
for the call. Bob, excuse me. Thanks a lot for the call. That's a good one.
Heck
for
yeah,
sure.
Man.
Yeah.
That's
and,
awesome.
Take care. Again, difficult situation.
Yeah, totally. Hey, when we come back, we're going to keep things rolling here. So much great stuff to talk about. We still got catch reports, great information, and a whole lot of your takes. You stay tuned. You're listening to the Christmas Spectacular. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Come see our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the blackjacks, perfect for up to four anglers, or the impulse with up to six. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Cass Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. Cass Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips for decades. Whether it's a fishing trip or a family vacation, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 or check CassTours.com.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Enjoy the Mightier 1090's annual Let's Talk Hookup Christmas Spectacular Show this Saturday.
Here on the Christmas Spectacular Show, the texts are pouring in, the phone lines are all full, and I just realized we never read the phone numbers this morning. We got so into talking about all the seven great prizes we're giving away that we never even got a chance to do so.
I want to say thanks to Rich Eisen for that little ditty there. Rich Eisen, of course, here every morning on the Mightier 1090, and Rich is he's a big guy.
Yep,
he's one of the big guys for sure. So thanks to Rich Eisen for those nice words.
It's been really fun hearing all that. Yeah. You know, like, really makes you feel like part of the family here at the Mightier 1090.
Yeah.
We know that this is the spot that we're supposed to be in for sure.
You know, the other thing, too, about Mightier 1090 today, today is a big day. The ACC Championship is going to be heard today right here on the Mightier 1090 at 1 o'clock. Notre Dame versus Clemson. That's a big game.
That's cool.
Big. So only heard right here on the Mightier 1090, 1 o'clock today. Don't want to miss that. The ACC Championship game.
Sure. Well, like I said, if you want to join us this morning, be a part of the fun, give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup this morning.
We've had some great texts, and one of the texts was actually a question for Corey, which I think is a really good question. And it was which four swim baits would you use?
It was from George. Yeah. So it says, if you only could give out MC swim baits for Christmas, which three are the most popular? Which ones would you give? And that was from George.
Well, if you're bay fishing, a simple 3-inch, but my favorites would be like what I used this last year was a 5-inch swimmer, which has fins, and using it on a 7-0 Gamakatsu in the kelp, or the 7-inch weedless in the kelp. So those two are by far my favorite.
When you say swimmer, that's like your designation between a
regular
very
swim
traditional,
bait.
Like whatever. Yeah. When you say MC swim bait, I think that everybody thinks about the original paddle tail, put a a triangle lead head on it, or boxer head, or warhead, or whatever, and go to town. When you say swimmer, you're talking about your weedless style bait with the hook that's got the lead that's attached to it.
That's exactly that weedless, weedless. So you're using a weedless swim bait hook on the swim bait, and the swim bait, it has the fins, it's got a little gill plates, and you know, it's anatomically correct and a little more lifelike.
And they work.
They do.
It's so visual, too.
The 5-inch is a moneymaker as far as catching fish. You could go have a 50-fish day, like I did with Jeff from Sato's Kayak Fish. We were out for 4 hours.
That's so rare.
And 50 fish.
Over 50 fish.
Wow.
Easily. Like,
yeah.
But you're talking 13 to 17-inch fish.
What's the percentage that would you say that you fish that swimmer versus your traditional leadhead and swim bait?
The last couple years, because we're blessed to have so many 12 to 15 inch fish. A 5-inch is by far. But if you want to go catch 2 pounders plus, 2 to 5 pounders, you're going to catch a quarter of the amount of fish, but you're going to catch some nice ones. Use a 7-inch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good tips.
All right.
I love
cool.
it. Hey, another great text from Gary and Sierra Mesa. Merry Christmas to all my Let's Talk Hookup friends and family. I've learned so much listening over the years. Thanks, Gary, for that. We appreciate that very much. So let's go ahead and jump into the phones.
You got it, buddy. Up next, we have Harry is calling us. Good morning, Harry. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Ho, ho, ho to all. While we wish each other a happy holiday, there's another better way, and that's to fish for it. Catching halibut, albacore, perch, pickerel, and yellowfin should make you happy. Catching hammerhead, opali, lingcod, dorado, amberjack, and yellowtail would make quite a holiday. Now, those of you who are listening closely will note that the I was missing from holiday. Being warm weather fishermen, we probably don't want to fish for ice fish. No matter how you spell it, I want to fish you all a happy holiday.
Harry. Very nice.
Merry Christmas. Hey, Merry Christmas, Harry. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that. All right, let's jump into another one.
Steve from Leucadia is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Steve?
Whoa, ho, ho, ho. Merry Fishmas. Hey, guys, I just want to start off by saying thanks so much for all you do to support the fishing community. And as I've been fairly successful over the years at these particular events, I want to say that I would like to, if I'm selected in the winning group, pass my gift forward to someone who is not selected. So instead of 7 gifts, we'll have 8. I'll take the bragging rights, and someone else can have the booty.
Very nice. All right.
All right,
Steve,
so here we go.
Appreciate that. Okay, go ahead.
Adios to 2020. It was a very tumultuous year. None of the news was funny. Discontent, restrictions, and fear. In the midst of this disarray, we fishers were turned loose to play. Plenty tuna were conquered in SoCal. Many biggins also swam away. Please be well, my great angler family. Cherish each fishing foray. Better bite than today come tomorrow. It's what hardcore fishermen say. Keep up the fight for your natural right. Don't just join. Donate some coin. Invest in CCA. Merry Fishmas.
Hey,
very
job,
nice.
Steve.
All right, Steve, another great take, and Merry Christmas and Fishmas to you, and appreciate your call this morning. Here's an interesting text, and I know I'm going to read it because Rock Cod Rick wouldn't. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Rock Cod.
Rock Cod who?
Thank God for Let's Talk Hookup. Paul from Lakeside. Thank you very much, Paul, but appreciate that very much.
That's
all right.
Right.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Yeah.
Very good. That's pretty good.
Let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
You got it, man. How about Matt, then, up next from La Mesa? What's up, Matt? Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. Merry Christmas. I just have a quick jingle here to wrap up the year. 2020 was a heck of a year, not a lot of time for laughing and cheer. So grab your mask and your rod. Let's go catch some Colinette cod. Ricky, Pete, and Corey are here today with a sack full of goodies to give away. So make it short, but nice and sweet, and maybe you'll win a Christmas treat. So thank you guys for taking my call. Merry Christmas to one and all.
Very nice, Matt. That's
nice.
How it's done.
Very
right
well
there.
Done,
really well done. Thanks, Matt. Appreciate the call this morning.
All right. How about we do another? Charles. This time, Charles calling us from San Marcos this morning. What's up, Charles? Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you guys doing? I just got a quick phone for you guys. Ready?
We're ready.
Most people will be gathering and gift-giving. The beach will be empty, and I'll be there fishing. I might not catch nothing. I'm not sure what I'll be catching, but hopefully I'll find something that I will be keeping. But most of all, I'll be catching and releasing. And that is how fishermen do their regifting.
Nice job, nice. Dude.
All right. Nice. Very well done. Yeah, all right. All right. Appreciate that. Merry Christmas.
Okay. All right. All right. Merry Christmas. Thanks. I hope that worked for you guys. Bye.
That's perfect.
Great job.
Hey, well,
appreciate that.
Another fun text came through, this time from Derek. He just said, hey, I was re-listening to the show with Frank last week, and you guys were talking about all the good old days of fishing, and it reminded me about going out fishing with my grandfather and that we would fish off the Imperial Beach Pier to fish the Coronal Islands. Just wanted to know if any of you guys remember doing that and if you participated in the boats that launched from the Imperial Beach Pier, and that was from Derek in Lake Elsinore.
Corey, what a cool thing.
I never fished off the boats that fished out of there, but we supplied bait to him. I'm trying to remember, the Zayeta, and there was one other at the time. They were called that, and they docked here in the harbor, but then ran down to the pier to pick people up off the pier. Literally half day trips to the island.
Yeah. I didn't fish there in the heyday. It was just a little before my time. But yeah, there was a small window when Ben Griffith had the Brighton Morning Star.
There it is.
It was running out of there not too, too long ago. It was probably 15, 20 years ago, something
like that.
No, longer
than that, I think.
I don't think...
Solid 20.
Yeah.
Solid 25.
Yeah. Yeah. You're probably right. I mean,
you're dating yourself. Yeah. That's all right. You're getting there, Rick.
But yeah, so I do remember doing that and having a you know, like you said, it was a 3-quarter day trip that left from there that we had limits of yellowtail and a bunch of Dorado, and that was fun. And then if I remember right, wasn't it the I don't remember if it was lack of participation or if it was that big El Nino storm that damaged the pier that ended that from happening. Like, they, one year it was starting to gain some traction and gain some success, and then I think that they had a big storm come through and do some damage to the pier, and I think that kind of put the
I think you're right, absolutely.
And maybe a mix of both.
And that could have been a pretty hazardous thing getting on and off, but that's the way they used to do it. Look, that's the way Don Hansen started off, the St. Clemente Pier, right?
As loading a kid, people, I fished out of Belmont and Seal Beach, and it was the same thing.
Load off a pier,
right? Loading off the pier.
How far we've come, right?
Right?
It's pretty amazing, for sure. Just wanted to throw out a text from Robert King of Simi Valley. I really appreciate Mark Wish's private boater reports. I fish Catalina Island weekly, and so that's so true, and we do appreciate Captain Mark Wish and all the work he does over decades here with Let's Talk Hookup, and we want to thank Mark for sure for doing that. So let's go ahead and look who's on the line, cast man.
Time to find out what's going on in the Baja. We got the catch report today, which is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. If you're looking for the perfect affordable gift, Fish Pros has the answer, and you've still got the time to get it done. You can send a gift pack of their famous spices and rubs, their pokey kit, smoked fish and smoked cheese. Call Fisherman's Processing at 619-255-2138 or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. You can have it shipped directly or they can deliver. Call for details. It's Fish Pros
Such a
Spices
perfect gift.
And Rubs.
Are you kidding me?
Yes,
isn't that great? What am I going to get? So-and-so. Unique gift. The spices and rubs and the pokey kit. I mean, the perfect
the
gift for somebody, for sure.
And the rubs are all natural ingredients.
Yeah.
And just
call Sean.
The best.
Yeah. Get on it.
No doubt.
Yeah. Good morning, cast man.
Buenos dias. Merry Christmas.
Feliz Navidad.
Hey, I'm glad you got Corey on. It's good to see the three of you on the show today.
Indeed.
A lot of fun.
I know Corey and I will be fishing for bass in just a little bit over a month down
Christmas
at Lake Elsinore.
Christmas style.
Sweet.
Yes. Anyway, remember I told you last week that I probably wouldn't be able to call in because I was going to be in Panama?
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
well,
how come you're not
after
in Panama?
I got up Saturday morning, supposed to leave it close to midnight Saturday night, and after getting everything packed, rods packed, and ready to go, I got a text from our buddy Jimmy Welch down there in Panama. The COVID had really spiked down there, and he sent me some information where they were possibly might even close the country down for a few days. So anyway, I got a hold of the boys on the trip, sent them the information I had, and we aborted the trip. So we'll live to fish another day.
Yes, indeed. Better safe, right, yes, Cass?
Especially with the timing and the holidays. I mean, could you imagine if you guys all went down there, and you probably would have gone down fine. You probably would have got on the boat fine, and then you would have been fishing for, you know, your 4 or 5 days just to come home to find out that the country shut down and you couldn't have flown home for Christmas. That would not have gone over real big.
Yeah, the other thing, it was scary, too. They were saying that in order to get a hospital bed, most people have to wait at least 24 hours. So, anyway, it was pretty scary. So, anyway.
You made the right call.
Now, I know I did. But, anyway, the fishing down in San Jose del Cabo is still going on really good, especially the wahoo bite has really turned on this past week, along with some big Dorado. There's one boat reported 15 strikes of wahoo. None on the boat. That's wahoo fishing. They got such a hard mouth, you can't get that hook in there good enough. But the wahoo were caught. There was still a lot of wahoo around Punta Gordo and all the way up to Vinarama in that area there. The Dorado have been good quality sized Dorado, 25 and 30 pounds, which is really unusual for this time of year. Normally you'll get those late spring and in early fall. But this year it's, been kind of strange. Water's still remaining pretty warm down there. And as far as tuna, it's kind of sporadic. You'll find a few here, a few there. But it's, I think the tuna right for now, I think it's shut down for the season. Otherwise, lots of sea air along the beaches, and that's really good fish for fish tacos and ceviche. But airlines are flying. I got an email from Baja Bob down there. He lives there in La Playita and says there's a lot of tourists in town. Restaurants are open. Bars are open. Everybody's, doing their COVID thing, wearing the mask and socially distancing. So hopefully, those things won't catch on too heavily. Bring on a big epidemic again. But anyway. Let's be safe for the holidays, and everybody enjoy Christmas, and I'll talk to you boys next Saturday.
All right, Cass. Appreciate that very much, and we'll talk to you next Saturday. Be safe, and Merry Christmas to you.
All right. Hey, another fun text came through. So, good morning, guys. I go to Palmas de Cortez multiple times a year, but I've never taken plastics. I'd like to ask Corey about using plastics on tuna and Dorado. Do they work, and can you catch them with the swim baits? Thank you. That's from Bob Castro.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely could. I think the number one negative would be using them on the inshore and that kind of thing down there with the trigger fish and, just the toothy critters, they're not going to last you. I mean, you might be better with even a Colt Sniper or something, weight-wise and price-wise. You could buy a couple.
Trigger fish eat those things up so fast.
Like ridiculous. And the puffers. I mean, you won't even feel the bite and you'll come back with a half moons out of it.
But fish eat it.
They do. They do absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Oh,
and it's good for business that they eat them up, Gary.
Right? I know. But at some point, you got to be honest, right? Yeah. I mean, you're $20 toward a couple Colt Snipers is a lot better than $20 toward a handful of plastics.
Absolutely.
For sure.
And it looks like a sardina and matches kind of a hatch down there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they're very good.
And I wonder how the thing would work for fish and roosters. Roosters such a tough such a tough nut to crack on an artificial, but I mean that's a swim bait and a fish that's zipping away from them. Maybe like a.
But you're fishing so fast paced like you would a yellow that the trigger and the puffer wouldn't have.
They're not going to get
you. Got me perked up because that'll work.
I think. And what a cool
get the right color.
Yeah.
What a cool thing if you could just have you had
mullet
your,
color.
Had your heavy bass rod and probably one of those swimmers, either that
first
or
thing,
leadhead.
First thing that comes to my mind, 8-inch slug rig calico style, thrown as far as you can.
Oh, totally.
You throw it a mile, but you're working it on the surface like a wounded mullet.
You're totally right, because I mean one of the most popular lures for those are those Roberts Rangers.
Yeah,
and I mean
Rangers.
That thing has no characteristic of a normal swimming lure. It's a lot of skipping and random movement on the surface, and that's that a slug has twice that. It looks better and it's more natural, and you could stop it real fast if the thing came up behind it and then speed it right back up again.
I can think of a trip right now. R&D.
Yeah.
John Ireland.
Yeah.
Fishing a mile either way with a private beach.
Yeah, get a side-by-side with a bass rod and zip up and down the beach until you find a bait ball and fire it out.
Sounds good to me. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. This time we're going to talk to Mike. Mike's calling us from Gardena this morning. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Merry Christmas, Pete, Rick, Corey. It's been a long time since I've talked to you guys back we're talking back to when Marty was one of your co-hosts. So
wow.
Good to talk to you again.
Yeah,
hey,
you too, Mike.
My question this morning is, well, actually, I have a six-year-old niece who's really interested in getting into fishing. She sees me come home with the bass and stuff that I do here locally. And just wanted to ask you guys, what would be your method for getting a child into fishing? Would you recommend, like, pier, surf, freshwater? What do you think?
I think, personally, if you have your own private boat, just to take them on an adventure. Looking at porpoise, looking at whales, mixing the fishing in, making it fun, making a part of it.
Make sure they're catching fish.
I did that with a five-year-old nephew, and it makes it a lot of fun.
Yeah. The other thing you can do is go down, if you don't have a boat, go down and rent a local skiff there.
From Johnny out of Dana Landing.
Yeah, Dana Landing in Mission Bay. I know that there's you're up in Gardena, so there's several places that rent skiffs up and down the coast. Newport Bay would be one.
The only thing in my mind, though, Pete, is Newport is so tough. You could go catch three spotties, and that's a spectacular day. If you went to Mission Bay and you caught 30, that would be
worth the drive down, is what you're saying.
Yes, it would be.
Yeah, and then you could also check in with Johnny at Dana Landing. He'll guide you with all the right gear and the right baits.
And the spots
to fish.
Tell
you where to go.
Yeah.
And it's that skiff is pretty inexpensive, too. So
it is.
I think, too, you need to be very prepared to bail as soon as it's time to bail. Like, if you're talking about the initial start, you know, when they're very young, is, you know, I don't think a trip where you're going to be quote unquote stuck for a long period of time, you know, if you're having great fishing and then, you know, it's over, time to go play in the playground, like, you need to bail and go play in the playground kind of thing. Like, all I'm saying is don't like start it off on a long trip where they're forced to be there. If something goes wrong or they're wanting to do something else, you don't want to be, you know, you don't want to be stuck for too long of a period.
Indeed. Merry Christmas to you, Mike.
Thanks,
Mike. Good for you for taking kids fishing.
That's awesome,
That's
Mike.
That's what it's all about.
Totally. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got more catch reports, more great info. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app in the mightier 1090.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer. A world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com. Katmai.com.
It's a fact. Shimano produces some of the finest fishing reels for our Southern California sport fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. We have a complete selection of Shimano saltwater reels like Talica, Speedmaster, Trinidad, Torium, and Tranx reels. Plus, we have all the best Shimano lures like Flatfall, Cold Sniper, and Orca. Our professional saltwater experts at Fisherman's Landing Tackle have the know-how to help you choose the right Shimano product for your next trip. When it comes to Shimano gear, you owe it to yourself to visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will maximize your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day, full-day, and open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Still here, it's our Christmas spectacular. Corey's here, Rick's here, I'm here, Pete Gray, and having a lot of fun, and we're taking texts. And I think for those that may have missed it, we should go through the prizes.
I think so, too. Yeah. I mean, how cool is this, the Christmas Spectacular show? Again, if you want to get through on the phones, it's 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us on the phones. If you get us on the text, that's available through the Let's Talk Hookup app, the text the show option. And how about this for the list of prizes? I'll read through them a little quicker this time. Prize number one is 5 spools of Seaguard Gold Fluorocarbon and an Anza fillet knife. Prize number two, this one's available for all those great texts that are coming through, is a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. And that's a gift card good for any pair of Maui Jims, plus a $50 gift card to Dana Landing and a $50 gift card to East County Bait and Tackle. Next prize is a $400 AFTCO shopping spree.
Man.
Followed by that, a Shimano Torium reel, courtesy of Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Next up, the Mega Bass Prize, $100 worth of MC swim baits, thanks to Corey, and a Shimano Tranx 400 reel. What a cool prize that is. That is followed by a Shimano Speedmaster 16 two-speed reel. And last but certainly not least, a full one-year loaded membership to Your Saltwater Guide, a Your Saltwater Guide t-shirt, a box of Baja beef jerky, a $100 Promar and Ahi gift bag, and a one-year membership to fishdope.com.
I feel like I'm missing out on something. What's the Baja beef jerky?
Well, Dave Hansen will tell us all about it tomorrow. Yeah, he raves about it. So that's a Dave Hansen thing.
And it must be good.
It must be good. But no, we want to thank Dave Hansen for putting that prize package together. It's a nice prize package.
I feel like I'm missing out.
We got to get samples, right?
Right?
Yeah,
that's
for
what
sure.
I'm talking about.
All right. Hey, got a nice text from Corey in Escondido. Pete, Rick, and Corey, you get one sentence to tell you so stoked fishing memories for 2020. I'll start. Nothing beats the exhausted smile on my son's face after his 140-pound bluefin tuna hit the deck for a new family record. So that's really cool. And it's your turn. Go.
So, yeah, I would say my favorite fishing of 2020 was the same trip that was one of the downsides. But Dallas and I went to Montana on that big trip that ended in my going off the back of the horse, but it also was my favorite part. We were fishing in a real high elevation lake in the Tetons in Wyoming, and it was just one of those like perfect setting, perfect picture. I was there with Dallas. It was what we did for our honeymoon trip, and like just perfect scenario. We were catching cutthroat trouts up to 22 inches, and it was just, that was for sure, like I could look back and say that was my favorite fishing moment of 2020.
Yeah, Corey?
fishing moment of 2020, I would have to say the calico bass fishing is better than it's ever been. And you hear about good old days, and we're experiencing them right now. Whether it's white sea bass, yellowtail, bluefin.
Was it good calico fishing for you?
Very, very good calico fishing. Probably the best that I've had since the 80s, for sure. Yeah.
Wow. Well, my favorite fishing moment was with my good buddy Mark Wheeler from Encinitas Ford. It was on Field Research, my boat, along with the guys from the scuba guys up north out of Long Beach, too, and his son, his 15-year-old son, 16, never caught a tuna in his life. And we had 450-pound bluefin.
Whoa.
And drove away from them.
Wow.
I just said, no, we're done. Let's get out of here. Let's get out of here. We've got four of them in the bag. We have no room left in the bag. They're still biting. And it was, I think we were 40 miles from home. It's 35, 40 miles from home.
That's so a good call. What are you going to do with number five when you don't have ice?
I mean, they were biting so good, and we just had such a great time. And, of course, Wheeler wanted to stay.
Would Freeze have gone home?
No, Freeze would not have gone home. He'd had them stacked all over the deck rotting. Yeah, for sure. But Wheeler didn't want to go home either. He's like, no, we're going home.
I wouldn't have gone home either.
What do you do? Okay, here's the dilemma. You have this beautiful fish.
No,
you have no place to put them. You're going to just let them sit and rot on the deck?
You're 40 miles from home?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
it's summer, you did the right thing. It's warm.
And you have 600 pounds of fish already.
Okay, exactly. Yeah. I couldn't get them off.
What would I have done? I would have started with a lot more ice.
Yeah. I got to get a bigger bag.
Yeah, I would have started with a lot more ice and not been in that predicament.
For sure. But that was a great moment,
That's pretty cool.
Along with many other special moments, but that certainly was a standout.
I like Rick's remedy.
Yeah. That's it.
Start with 600. You don't got to worry about stopping them. Four.
Yeah. Indeed. Don't forget, it's two per person.
That is the truth.
Yeah, of course, when they're 150 pounds, it doesn't take long to fill the bag, for sure. All right, let's jump into the jam-packed phones. Again, our number here at the Mightier 1090, 213-432-1090.
Rich and Bradley is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Rich, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
That was my pleasure. Merry Christmas to everybody, my fellow anglers that are all hooked on angling. And for me, the tug is the drug. And I'd like to share a couple of conservation tips that I've developed. As well as fishing in the ocean, I like to also pursue catch and release bass fishing. And occasionally, I'll hook one deep in the throat with an extra wide gap hook. And today's hooks are not like yesterday's hook. You can't just cut the line and expect it to decompose. So one of the best conservation tools an angler can have is the side cutters, like you'll see the deckhands have out on the ocean. And you can quite often get a hold of the upper portion of the shank of the hook and give that fish a better chance of passing that through what on the fish charts is referred to as the vent of the fish. Another opportunity to use those side cutters is occasionally with a crankbait, you'll hook a bass in the face. And when you want to pull that hook back out, sometimes the only way to get it back out is to reverse it completely, and the barb would damage the eye of that fish. But if you cut the hook on that crankbait, you can pull it out without pulling that barb back through and damaging that fish's eye. My third conservation tip is have a descending device like you use for rock cod, and it will give you an opportunity to release largemouth bass that have come up from the depths and have basically popped their eyeballs out, kind of like rock cod do, and you give that fish another chance to live. So those are three of my ways of giving back to my fellow anglers, is give that fish a chance to survive.
All right, very good.
Call, very man. Well put.
Thanks a lot for the call.
And good on you, Rich, too. I don't think a lot of people would see a fish. I know exactly the scenario you're talking about, would see a fish that was hooked where the hook maybe came out through the eye area there that would do what you're talking about doing, where they cut the hook and back it back out and have to replace their hook later. But totally the right call.
Yeah.
I think that's awesome, man.
You're not going to hurt the fish.
Good call, Rich.
Good conservation tip
for our
freshwater guys.
All right. Well, how about we hit up another text? This one's from Matt in San Diego. Says, what setup would you use for shore fishing from Mission Bay? That was directed towards Corey. Thanks, Matt.
Man, outfit?
Rod and Reel. Yeah.
Rod and Reel, definitely 200 Tranks, by far. That's
200 Tranks is so awesome.
It's perfect. I mean, that's...
Powerful, small.
Yes. Whether you're going to put 20, 30-pound, or 50-pound braid, it'll do everything you want from swim bait to spinner bait, crank bait. You can fish anything you want in a bait. Jerk baits, yep. That's my go-to.
How long of a rod do you like?
I like a shorter rod than most. Mm-hmm. I like a 6 to 7 foot at the longest, mm-hmm. and most guys start at 7, you know, and up to 8. But, yeah, I'm a short rod kind of guy. I don't know why. It's just my style. I don't
know.
Yeah, that's okay.
I dig it.
Yeah, it's good. Hey, that's a good one. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phones, Rick.
Sounds good. How about Lou from Fullerton joining us next on Let's Talk Hook Up? Hi, Lou.
Hey, Peter, Corey. Wish Mark a Christmas.
Man, Lou, we're only catching about every other word from you there.
And for a phone guy,
yeah,
you know,
it sounds like we got a tough connection. Yeah, get on the.
Try it again, Lou. We're not going to be able to get it.
Yeah.
Sorry, Lou. Try again. Yeah. Hopefully we can get you through on a cleaner line.
Yeah,
sure.
And if you can't, if you aren't able to call back through, we'll certainly keep you in the running and also maybe try and shoot your question via text. Maybe we might be able to get you that way, Lou. But appreciate the phone call as always, buddy. How about next up we have Bass Boat. Is that Brad or Bass Boat Band? What's up?
Hey, guys. You got me there?
Yeah, we got you.
All righty. Now, I'll tell you what, we've got a little song about the show here. This is a world premiere, the Bass Boat Band.
There's no way.
So here we go.
Okay, I know this voice.
Yes, same.
All right, here we go now. Well, let me tell you all about a little fishing show that's been on the air for many years in San Diego. It's every year round Christmas they have a good old time. They're singing songs and telling stories, some of them might rhyme. They're guests and weekly callers and, of course, Big Daddy Frank. You better book the Royal Polaris or he'll make you walk the plank. There's Doug in Montebello and there's Marcos at Seaport. There's Power Pro and Fish Dope and you better drive a Ford. If you don't have a Parker, then Ryan Boston smiles because you can't follow him all day messing up his style. Ron is pimping kayaks. Doug Kern is selling reels. And Dana Landon's Maui Jim selection is unreal. Oh, there's a Rancho Leonero. It's Barthol's favorite place. John Ireland, he always sounds all mellow and half-baked. Oh, I could keep on going just like my Yamaha. And his cast and crew is pretty cool, and I'm just funning y'all. Oh, there's Ryan Kiyohara. There's Tim and Randy, too. Buzz and Dart are retired farts with nothing left to do. Old Billy Poole was sure no fool when he started all of this. He was building boats, getting folks to all come out and fish with High-pitched Pete and his band of merry men. There's Rock Cod Rick and good old Corey Sandin. Oh, he's High-pitched Pete. That dude always sounds the same. His favorite words indeed, it should be a drinking game. He said it 10 or 15 times, it should be a drinking game. Oh, Merry Christmas, y'all.
God, Rob.
Very. Yeah. I mean, what can you say?
Yeah. I mean,
good
normally,
job,
hey, you know, that was way too long. Normally, you'd get the buzzer.
But it was way too good.
But it was
way too good.
It was way too good. Merry Christmas to you, Rob.
Good job, buddy. That was impressive.
Good job. Thanks for the call this morning.
Typically, that would have gotten the buzzer.
Yeah.
Typically,
but it was
good. It was way too good.
It was good.
That was pretty good. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hook Up coming your way. Another full hour. That's going to be a tough one to beat. You stay tuned. We got more Let's Talk Hook Up coming your way on the Mightier 1090.
Henry David Thoreau said, "Many men go fishing all their lives without knowing that it's not the fish they are after." Let me tell you, it's been one wild year, but one thing that still rings true is how nice it is to get out on the water. And at Fast Lane Kayaking, we have the tools to do it. Catch fish and social distance on the super stable and fully loaded fishing machine, the Hobie Pro Angler, now available with the Mirage Drive 360. Or explore our beautiful coastlines, bays, and lakes in Comfort on a Hobie Compass or Passport. or load up the car and hit the road with the inflatable Hobie I-11S and kayak the stunning lakes in Eastern Sierra or wherever you can dream up. The Fastlane team cannot begin to tell you how much we appreciate your business over the last 41 years. We are family owned and operated and always have been, and we're here to help you get on the water and spread the stoke. Check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or stop by the shop in Dana Landing Marina right on the water in Mission Bay. Let's get out and make some memories.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2255. 1-800-646-BAHA and RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
You're listening to a new generation of radio. SoCal Sports Talk. The all-new and mightier 1090 and the mightier 1090.com.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag two-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2. The extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Hagani body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in 4 models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at a more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and dependability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure-ready truck has an available terrain management system that has 4 selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.